Emergency assistance is beginning to arrive in Savunga after parts of the community were seriously damaged by a winter storm at the end of 2016. Governor Bill Walker issued a disaster declaration for the community 2 weeks ago, and now emergency services are assessing the situation. KNOM's Davis Hovey visited the assistance center in Savunga.
Downstairs in the city office building where community bingo is normally played, people were waiting to fill out forms for the damage their houses sustained during the last destructive Bering Sea winter storm. One local elder who had already completed her application showed me the home she's lived in for over 50 years. Barbara Kogason's house is a short ATV ride away from the airstrip and an even shorter ride from Savunga's city office building. Her house only stands out from the others because of its unconventional front door.
My outside door, it came off, the nails came off, so I'm using my little tarp out there, so my living room gets so cold when it gets windy.
Kogason's home was one of more than 30 buildings in Savunga that was damaged by the New Year's Eve storm. Seven of her windows were broken, the outside stairs shifted, and the wind almost caused the house to tip over. Kogason says it's difficult for her to maintain the four-bedroom space that she shares with her 9 grandchildren.
I'm getting old, so it's kind of hard for me. I wish I was young, I would get a business and pay for things. My husband and I used to pay everything. Ever since he died, it's kind of hard for me.
The 90-year-old grandmother built this house with her husband and is hopeful that the state can provide her the assistance she needs to keep her home in good condition and repair the damages. John Ramsey with DHSEM is part of the 8-man team running assistance centers in Savunga and Gamble. He says their goal is to determine what the state can provide for identified residents who were affected by the late 2016 storm.
We'll get their home address, all the pertinent information, what kind of damages did they have to their home, any losses we put down on that application. At the time we take that application, we have verifiers that come and do the inspections. And they will inspect the home and get an idea what the cost will be, because that's part of making a decision on all the damages that happened because of the storm and might be what we call eligible for assistance.
Savunga's mayor, Myron Kingikuk, is busy helping his fellow community members fill out paperwork and schedule appointments for the verifiers to visit their homes. He approximates 20 people have already come in as of Friday, February 17th, but he says they're behind schedule. Regardless of how many people have applied, Ramsey says the DHSEM is scheduled to stay in Savunga through the beginning of this week.
And also we're putting information out that people can then call in by phone.
If the state is unable to meet Savunga's needs, then Ramsey says workers from volunteer organizations active in disaster could also provide assistance. Ramsey expects the state and any other involved agency will arrive in Savunga to start home repairs in about a month. Reporting in Savunga, I'm Davis Hovey.